to this theme is treasures of inestimable value. Treasures of inestimable value. And the Bible reference is from Titus chapter 2 verse 14. Who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purity unto himself, a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Every human person is important to God, every man, woman, boy and girl. He uniquely cares for each and every one of us. That's why numbers bear significance to God. While God desires the salvation of a multitude, his love for each individual is deep and personal. Your value to him is beyond what you could ever imagine. If you study the Bible, you realize that even if you were the sole inhabitant of planet Earth, Jesus would still have come to save you. Christ's purpose wasn't dictated by our numbers, but by our worth to God. It was our importance and value to him that compelled him to pay the ultimate price for our salvation. No wonder the Bible says in Luke 15 verse 17, I say to you that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance. Jeremiah 31 verse 3 is also very beautiful. It says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have adorned you with unfailing kindness. Psalm 139 verse 13 to 14 also says, for you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. In both scriptures, the reference is quite direct and personal. God loves you. You are his treasure of inestimable value. He calls us a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people called to display the virtues, perfections, graces, and excellence of divinity. That's 1 Peter 2 verse 9. Ephesians 2 verse 10 also says, for we are God's own handiwork, his workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may do those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand for us, taking parts which he prepared ahead of time, that we should walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us to live. This is wonderful. Pastor is telling you that God loves you personally. God says, even the hair on your head is numbered, not counted, or numbered. So every hair has a code. We have code 1, code 2, code 3, to infinity. That should tell you how God loves you, how he cares about you. No matter what you've done, no matter where you've been to, God loves you and he still wants you. All you have to do is give him your attention, make him aware that you're serious about him, and trust me, you feel him deeper when you study the word and you come back to him and you pray. You know he's not far away. It is your mind telling you that you've gone far. You haven't. God still loves you. He rejoices over one sinner who repents. So come back if you haven't. And if you're already in Christ, keep doing what you're doing. For further study, read 1 Peter 1, 18 to 19, Romans 8, 38 to 39, and 1 John 3, verse 1. If you're taking the Bible in one year, Deuteronomy chapters 13, 14, and 15, and Luke 2, 21 to 52. If you're taking the Bible in 2 years, Psalms 85 and 86, and Romans 1, 1 to 12. So far from God, you feel he doesn't love you anymore, you feel you were a sinner, therefore you've gone far and Christ doesn't want you. Like I said earlier, Jesus wants you back. All he wants is for you to say, Father, use me again. Father, I'm right here. So I want you to say this prayer after me. If you feel that way and you want to rededicate your life to Christ, or if you've never given your life to Christ, saved, you are not born again, you want to live your life to Christ, I want you to repeat these powerful words after me. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. You are a child of God. You are not a sinner. You are a child of God. God loves you. God accepts you. God needs you because you are His. So live accordingly. Stay connected. Stay connected by always tuning in. Hallelujah. So the rest of us, kindly take this prayer after me. Dear Father, thank you for loving me and demonstrating your value for me by the price you paid for my salvation, the death of Jesus Christ on the cross. I see others through your eyes of love and reach out to them with the good news of salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. Treasures of inestimable value. Wow. I love you dearly. Enjoy the rest of your day and I'll speak to you tomorrow. Bye bye.